Is there anything Nate Burleson cannot do? Former Minnesota Viking, incredible broadcaster as the host of CBS This Morning, the NFL Today. He hosts a game show, the Hollywood Squares. And now he's coming to Minnesota. He'll be in Minneapolis on Saturday, part of the launch of his new vodka from Valentine Distillery, which is in Detroit. The vodka is Lion's Blood Orange. And Nate Burleson joins us on DeRussia Eats. I'm so glad to talk to you, Nate.
I am a huge fan of the distillery that you teamed up with. They're Mayor
Pingree. Really?
Yeah, Mayor Pingree is one of my favorite whiskeys. I think they just do terrific work. And your vodka is delicious. I tasted
Thank
it
you.
Last night. It's really nice.
Thank you.
So many celebrities kind of get in the spirit game now.
Yeah.
What motivated you to want to do something special and do it in Detroit?
All right. So I'm originally from Seattle. When I was playing and living in Seattle at the time, when I would go to the liquor store, I was always trying to support local brands. And there was a Jimi Hendrix vodka. Jimi Hendrix spent some time in Seattle. And I was fascinated by how it looked aesthetically. It was beautiful. It had the purple hints and tones to it with Jimmy and this guitar. And it tasted so good. But then when I would travel, I would never see it on the shelves. This was when I was in the beginning stages of doing my own research about regional and local spirits. So I figured out that Jimi Hendrix Estate released this only in Washington. And even though the estate, one side of the estate got into it with the other side and they had actually pulled it off the shelves, I realized how successful a local brand can be. Because even though when I traveled outside of Washington, I didn't see it, but when I went to clubs and bars and people's homes, they always had it on the shelves. So when I played for the Detroit Lions, I wanted to do it. I was like, all right, I want to launch a liquor brand here in Michigan. I love Michigan. It was like my final years in the NFL. And I started to apply for this process with a few different people. And one guy saw me and he probably saw Mark. He's like, I'm going to upcharge whatever it costs to start a brand. And I'm going to tell Nate it's going to cost him $400,000, $500,000. And then I went to my people, started talking to people in the space. They're like, no, that guy's going to rip you off. So that left a sour taste in my mouth. And then on the flip side, the NFL at that time, they didn't really like players starting brands, working with brands, unless it was directly through the brands that they were working with. You're picking up what I'm putting down, right?
Yeah.
Unless
it was different. They didn't want you doing your own. They didn't want to be your own brand. They didn't want to have an argument with one of their sponsors or partners.
Exactly. So I left, retired. And it just was one of those things that irked me. You know, I'm a casual drinker and I see all these brands popping up every once in a while. And I said, you know what, Nate, stop having this regret. You know what? Start to explore it again in Michigan. Screw it. At the very least, you'll enjoy the process. So I reached out to a few different brands, distilleries, and companies. And Valentine, they were the only ones to hit me back that saw the vision. And then when I met with Rufino in person, he was checking my pulse, to be honest with you. He's like, what are you in it for? Why are you here? Why do you want to do this? What do you know about this space? Do you understand it's competitive? What are you going to bring to the table outside of some name that used to play here? And I answered all those questions confidently. And he realized at that moment that he had a partner. And then we just got to know each other. And it took us about a year and a half, maybe 2 years, figuring out what we wanted to look like, taste like, smell like. I flew out there 5 or 6 times to just sample the earlier batches.
And I
didn't double dip. It wasn't like I was going out there to go see a Lions game or to go visit friends or party and like, oh, let me just pop by. No, I went in there specifically to meet with him and didn't tell anybody else that I was coming in town. And that's because I sincerely wanted him to know that I'm in it for the right reasons. The story of how we got here, it really makes me proud that I'm in it for the right reasons. And of course, we're going to build inside out. If it's very successful, we'll continue to make it in Michigan and provide jobs in Michigan. But then if there's opportunities outside of Michigan, Minnesota, and Chicago, and we're in the, we work Midwest to the rest of the nation, we'll do it. But right now, we want to keep it regional.
Yeah, Nate Burleson is with us, coming to Minnesota this weekend to sample his new vodka. He'll be at Certix on Saturday. In the afternoon and then a little later at Haskell's in White Bear Lake. Two great, great family-owned liquor stores, too. I love that, like, you're really just, this is a smaller operation. You could have gone with a giant company. You could have licensed your name. You could have done that. I just have such respect the fact that you really went through the tasting process. Tell me how you landed on Blood Orange, because that's the dominant.
It's a play on words. I am a Leo. I look at myself as a lion. And I've kind of like walked with this tagline of conquer your jungle in any space that you're in, not just an athlete. You can work in media, you can be a politician, you could be a dancer, a rapper, a writer, whatever profession it is, just chase your craft diligently and conquer your jungle. So I wanted to do something that played on the way I looked at the world. So Lion Blood, I had an old clothing line. It was called Lion Blood Clothing. I'm like, all right, I love citrus flavored vodkas, but I don't often see blood orange in many flavors that taste well. And I knew that blood orange is a unique fruit because it can be very sweet. It can be very tart. It can be sour. It can have a strong, sharp finish. It could also have a very light, sweet, delayed note at the end. If we landed on the perfect complexities of blood orange, adding in elderflower, making it with all natural ingredients, we can make something special.
And it is you mentioned it's a little bit of a tricky flavor to work with. So it's not too tart. It's not too overwhelming. And there's a balance. There's a little bit of sweetness that comes from an elderflower in here, too, which I think is cool. Well, the tasting process, did you have to dial it up, dial it down to get it just right?
Yeah, very much so. Because the whole Valentine crew knew that I love citrus flavors and this was going to be something that I wanted to taste. The initial ones were heavy on the citrus, and I didn't want the citrus to overcomplicate what could be a smooth finish. I wanted it to be light enough to where you can drink it straight on the rocks, add a little bit of soda, but also heavy enough to where you can mix it and it still stands on its own with other mixers. But when I first got there, yeah, we went heavy on the citrus and immediately I tasted it. And it's funny, Rufino, my partner, he was in there the first couple of times that I flew into Detroit. And he's just looking at me as I'm sipping it. And I'm like, this ain't it. And he's like, I'm glad you said that, because that's how I feel. And then we tasted another one. And I'm like, this is good. Just not exactly where I wanted to be. This particular day, we had three different versions of it. And then he handed me number two, small little glass bottle. It said test number two on it. And as I'm taking a sip, he's staring at me. And I smelt it, of course, to get that profile of the nose and the notes. And then once I took a sip, I looked at him, he looked at me, and we both nodded our head. This is it. And then I was like, do you have ice in here? Because this is warm sitting on the shelf. Let me taste this on the rocks. And once I did that, I was set. Because to me, the mark of a good drink is that you can drink it alone by itself, sip slow, and it doesn't dissipate with the ice, or it doesn't lose its structure. When you yeah. want to sip it alone, and also it doesn't burn your throat. Let's just keep it real.
Nate Burleson is with us. His new vodka is Valentine Lion Blood Orange, and he'll be in the Twin Cities this weekend sampling it, signing bottles, all of that. Obviously, your time here in Minnesota as a member of the Minnesota Vikings, that makes sense that you'll come here and bring this. You're coming to town on our first preseason game.
Yeah.
I mean, I assume you're as curious as we are as to how the new sort of rookie quarterback is going to be.
Yeah, he definitely is a rookie. I was always taught until you play four games, you're going to be a rookie. I remember playing an entire season and they were like, no, you're still a rookie until you play four games into your sophomore season. I'm like, what kind of sense does that make? This was back when old school vets were really old school vets and Hazen was perfectly fine. But right. For him, he's going to have to get through this rookie year. I know on paper he's a sophomore, but this is going to be a big season for him. Listen, the division is absolutely loaded. The Lions, they are the king of the jungle right now. We know the Bears retooled. Caleb Williams is going to have to step up. Been hearing some mixed reviews on how he's doing in training camp. Of course, the Green Bay Packers with the healthy Jordan Love, like they're always comparable when it comes to competition. But the Vikings, J.J. McCarthy, J.J. Jefferson, Jay Jettas, he's going to have to be handcuffed to the hip of his wide receiver. Usually it's the wideout and tight end that are handcuffed to the veteran quarterback saying, hey, let's go out to dinner. What's your favorite pair of shoes I can buy you? Do you want me to send you on a vacation? Because I need 140 balls this year. But it's going to have to be J.J. McCarthy that is going to have to take out his tight end, take out his wide receiver, get to know them, stay after practice, watch film together, because life is going to come at you fast, young fella. And I hope he's successful.
It was terrific talking to you. I know a ton of people are going to come see you at Haskell's in White Bear Lake at 3:30 in the afternoon on Saturday and then noon at Certix right in
Minneapolis. I appreciate you taking the time, man.
I love it. Nate, this was such a pleasure. Thank you so much.
All right, Jay, have a good one.